Welcome to Tannins and Tunes. I'm Jessica, and I am without Jimmy today. I wanted to make a couple of announcements before we start today's episode. So for Tannins and Tonys, typically, Jimmy and I are together. We have a big party up in New York. All of our friends are there. We drink a lot of wine. We play the drinking game. It's so much fun. But this year, I was actually moving to Texas this past weekend, and it was not going to be possible for me to host a party and have Jimmy there. So we are celebrating the Tonys separately this year. So we are leaving voicemails for each other that you all get to hear with our predictions for tonight and then, of course, how it went after we spent the night playing our drinking game and watching the Tony Awards. So I hope you enjoy that little something different from the way that we typically do Tannins and Tonys. Another thing that's going to be a little bit different going forward, simply because I'm in Texas, you guys. I am going to be releasing episodes once a month rather than once every other week. It's just going to create an easier time for me to be able to concentrate on the episodes and make sure that we're putting out the best content that we possibly can. So I hope that you keep listening. We have tons of amazing guests that we've already recorded that we're going to be releasing over the next couple months. And if you have an idea for a guest or somebody that we could talk to, or if you yourself are interested in coming on Tannins and Tunes, go ahead and send us an email to tannins and tunes@gmail.com. Thanks!
Sipping on Sondheim while belting a Bordeaux, pairing the best wine and picking the next show. Hear Broadway guests and us acting like Lou. This you can find here on Tannins and Tunes. When Ben Bradley cried, when the vine died, whether June's or moon. I simply turn to my favorite thing, and they are all Tannins and Tunes.
Hi, Jimmy. I miss you so, 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 so much. Here I am in Texas. It is awesome. We got our furniture today, so things are moving. I'm really, really happy about that. But I'm even more excited because tonight is the Tony Awards, Tony Night, na-na-na-na-na-na, Tony Night. I am so super excited about it. I wanted to talk to you because something that I brought up on our Tony Predictions episode was that I really like to see what the odds are for the Tony Awards the day that it happens, right? So right now, it's looking like it's Best Musical is kind of all over the place. Hadestown, The Prom, and Tootsie are in the lead, I think. I think that Hadestown and Tootsie are giving it a good run for their money, but The Prom is the underdog and could actually happen. So according to Gold Derby, which is where I typically look to see my predictions and the odds, we have Hadestown that has a 31-10, Tootsie 4-1, The Prom 4-1, Ain't Too Proud 9-2, and Beetlejuice 9-2. So Hadestown is really up there, but Tootsie and The Prom are tied and not far behind. Now, they unfortunately don't have best, or they do have best play. Sorry, I had to go down a little bit. So best play, we have The Ferryman is 31-10, so pretty good odds on Ferryman to win. But What the Constitution Means to Me and Ink are right behind with 4-1, and then Choir Boy and Gary with 9-2. So it does seem like Ferryman is going to beat out everything, as well as the odds are predicting that Hadestown will be the big musical winner tonight. But again, I think that The Prom actually stands a chance to do an upset tonight, so we'll see. Oklahoma and Kiss Me Kate are both the only things that are nominated for revival. I saw both, and I personally liked Oklahoma a little bit better, not because I didn't like the performances in Kiss Me Kate. I thought that the performances were great. I just happened to like the show better. I happened to like Oklahoma a little bit more than I like the book and the music of Kiss Me Kate. And I think that that comes from some personal bias of doing Kiss Me Kate in college and maybe just having heard it too many times. I am really excited for all of the Best Actor and Best Actress in a Musical categories because I think that they are super duper close. I think that that we have a really good shot for anyone to win. Right now, the odds are telling me that Santino will win Best Actor in a Musical. Stephanie J. Block will win Best Actress in a Musical. It gets kind of funny when we get to Best Featured Actor because both Patrick Page and Andre DeShields are kind of at the top right now, but I'm thinking that it might be Andre DeShields, just because he's been in the community a little bit longer. People know his name a little bit more than they know Patrick Page. It looks like Amber Gray from Hadestown has the odds to win Best Featured Actress in a Musical, and Rachel Shefkin is the has the highest odds right now to win Best Director. So in terms of musicals, that's kind of what I'm seeing on the odds front. I think that Best Book of a Musical is kind of up in the air. I would like to see Tootsie win Best Book of a Musical. I thought it was a very smart piece of musical comedy. And I think that Best Original Score will probably go to Hadestown, but I wouldn't be surprised if it went to something else. I don't think it will be To Kill a Mockingbird, though. just a hunch. I'm excited for tonight. I think that James Corden is hosting, and I think that that's going to be really, really interesting because he's hosted, I believe, 3 times before. I might be making that up. This might be his 3rd or 4th. And I think that it'll be really interesting to see what he does differently. I always love his opening numbers. I think that they're so fun and so upbeat and really get people into it. I did see that there were a lot of Hollywood people that are presenting at the Tony Awards this year. And I am definitely going to be at my computer while I'm watching the Tony Awards, making sure that they have actually been at a Broadway show. Because I have a feeling that some of them have not been. And that, in my book, is not super cool. Because this night is about the Broadway community coming together. And I love people from all sectors of entertainment being able to join in on the fun. But it really is a night to show off Broadway performers. And I also understand that we got to get people who are flipping channels to be interested in watching the Tony Awards. Or else they will not be televised anymore. And that would be a very, very sad day. I did want to go over a little bit of the New York Times, who will win and who should win. That's one of my favorite things to look at right before the Tony Awards. So I want to go down to Best Score. So this is under, I think this is Jesse. Yeah, this is Jesse Green's predictions. So he says that Hadestown will win Best Score, but that Tootsie, written by David Yazbek, should win Best Score. So that will be interesting to see. And then Best Director of a Play will most likely be Sam Mendes from The Ferryman. He says that Sam Mendes will win and should win. There are a couple things that I will be interested to see if Ali Stoker. Stroker, it wins Best Actress in a Musical. That's going to be really awesome. I do agree with Jesse Green, and his should have been nominated was Bonnie Milligan in Head Over Heels. I do think that Bonnie, because that show closed so early this year in comparison to other shows that were being considered for Tony Awards this year, I think that Bonnie missed out on being nominated for a really wonderful performance in such a cool show that kind of fell by the wayside and got forgotten when nominations were coming out. So I am kind of sad about that. But I think that Ali Stroker, of course, deserves to be nominated and to win. She did a fantastic job in Oklahoma. So that's kind of it for me. I'm so excited about tonight. I wish that I was there with you and your mom celebrating in California, but I know that you're going to have an awesome time, and I will call you right after it ends and then give you my my thoughts about the show tonight. Okay, bye.
Hi, friend. Hi, it's Jimmy. I'm home in California for the weekend, and guess who wanted to say hi?
Hi, Jessica.
It's my mom, Janet. Hi. So we wanted to give our own thoughts about Tony's 2019, you know. So here we go, right off the bat, Mom, Best Musical.
You know, I live in California. I haven't had time to go to New York, so don't really know a lot. But let me look at this.
Okay.
I think it would be, Hadestown.
Hadestown. I think it's going to be Hadestown, too. Why do you think it's going to be Hadestown, Mom?
Because it's in the middle of the category. There's five nominees, and it's in the middle.
I think it's going to be Hadestown. I agree with you. There's something about being in the middle of a category. But Ain't Too Proud is about the Temptations. Beetlejuice is based off of a movie. Tootsie is based off a movie. And The Prom is another original idea. But it's a little bit more like musical. The Hadestown is like a very original, interesting piece. So, yes, I think both of us agree Hadestown is going to win it. Best play, I think you and me both, Mom, are... I haven't seen a lot of plays this year. So out of Choir Boy, The Ferryman, Gary, a sequel to Titus Andronicus, Ink, and What the Constitution Means to Me, I think The Ferryman is going to win this year.
Yeah, well, you know, I was talking to my friend the other day, even though I don't know that much what's going on, and they think possibly Ink, but I, too, think The Ferryman.
Oh, why would anybody, I still don't understand, like, the concept of Ink and why we want to watch it, because it's about the gentleman who owns Fox News. So, like, why do we care? Best revival of a musical, Kiss Me, Kate, or Rodgers and Hammerstein's Oklahoma. I think it's going to be Oklahoma. It's new. It's gritty. It's what happens if we make Oklahoma into a black and white film noir, you know?
Well, you know, I'm really sad because there's only two nominees, and I don't like anybody to be a loser. You know, if there's two, they should both be winners. But I choose...
there's four. It's okay that three of them are losers.
Yeah, totally. But with two, it's kind of hard being second place. Anyway, my prediction is Oklahoma.
Best revival of a play. Arthur Miller's All My Sons, The Boys in the Band, Burn This, Torch Song, or the Waverly Gallery?
Well, I don't know if this is true or not, but someone told me that if All My Sons wins, it'll be the third Arthur Miller revival.
That one?
That's true. I don't know if that's true or not, but I like All My Sons. I like that name.
I like the name of All My Sons. It sounds like the best name. I don't like Burn This. They're burning things. I think boys and women should be in the band, so I don't like boys in the band. Torch Song, again, Burning This, and I don't understand what the Waverly Gallery is. So All My Sons is the best name.
Yeah, I like it. That's exactly correct, but I do see my notes here. It does say that All My Sons, if it wins the Tony for multiple revivals, it will win. Also, Miller's A View from the Bridge won it, and Miller's Death of a Salesman won it.
Oh, there you go.
So that's why I want it. Three Tonys.
What about Best Performance by an Actor in a Leading Role in a Musical? We've got Brooks, Derek, Alex, Damon, and Santino for The Prom, Ain't Too Proud, Beetlejuice, Oklahoma, and Tootsie, respectively. I don't know. I think, you know, Alex Brightman is the title character, and he's sort of like leading that show. He's doing very well. Though Santino, I hear very good things.
Well, here's what I think. Santino, I believe, is going to be the actor who wins, and this is why. Because, you know, in the movie Tootsie, they play two different, and in the musical, they play two different characters. He plays two different characters. In the movie, he just has to act. But on the stage for a musical, he has to sing and act and dance. Two different people.
Oh, exactly. You used to just sing and dance and act. I was like, that's what most people have to do.
Shush.
In the show. did you know that Brooks just got all the other nominees custom watches?
Wow.
Yeah.
That's kind of cool.
That's very nice, isn't it?
Yeah.
What about Best Performance by an Actress in a Leading Role in a Musical? Got Stephanie J. Block, Caitlin Kinnaman, Beth Level, Nellie Noblezada, and Kelly O'Hara.
Well, you know, I'm looking at Caitlin and Beth, and they're in The Prom, and they're both in the same musical. So what I think is going to happen with them, at least, is people will split their votes.
And they'll cancel each other.
So I really believe it's going to be Stephanie J. Block, because I think it would be very difficult to play Cher.
I think it's also going to be Chef Stephanie J. Block. I think it's also going to be a legacy win because she sort of deserves it. It's her time.
Oh, that's cool.
You know, what do you think is going to happen in the show? What are your thoughts about James Corden as the host?
Oh, I'm really excited to see him be the host. But I do have a question. Has he ever been?
He was on Broadway. He was on Broadway in One Man, Two Governors.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Here's my thoughts. I think he's going to do another Carpool Karaoke. And if he doesn't do a Carpool Karaoke where they're all dressed as Tootsies, he's going to do a Carpool Karaoke where they're all dressed as Beetlejuices.
That is hilarious. Or they're dressed as Beetlejuices and Tootsie.
They're dressed as Beetlejuices dressed as Tootsies.
I love it.
Dead men dressed as dead women.
I love it. Now, the one thing I did want to bring to your attention is the costuming for Cher Show.
Uh-huh.
Which is really kind of cool because the person who designed the costumes for the Cher Show is the same person who designs Cher's costumes.
Wow.
That's what I believe.
So fingers crossed. I hope she wins.
It's a male. I can't remember his name at this point. But yes, I'm very excited about that.
That's wonderful.
So I am really excited. I'm excited to see the shows, the numbers.
Right.
Musical numbers. I'm excited to hear who wins. And I'm mostly excited because I haven't been able to watch the Tonys with my son for years and years because Jessica, he's always with you.
Are you ready to play the drinking game, the Tannins and Tonys drinking game?
I am ready.
All right, Jessica. There you have it. She's calling you out. My mom versus you. A tete-a-tete. Who gets Jimmy Robertson? But before that, we're super excited for the Tonys. We'll see you on the other side. Bye, friend.
Get through this song, but I did and it's done. Oh my God, it was fun. It's the Tonys, and we are live.
Hi, friend. Hi, Jessica. This is Jimmy and my mom, Janet.
Hi, Jessica.
We just finished watching the Tonys. Oh, my goodness. It was so much fun. It was so exciting. We can't wait to hear your thoughts, but here are some of our thoughts about it. First off, what did you think about the whole thing, Mom?
Oh, my gosh. It was so awesome. I loved it. I loved it. I especially loved the musicals. Watching them dance and sing. And the best part, Jimmy, was watching it with you.
Oh, I can bet. Oh, stop it. Speaking of, the musicals, the prom itself, that was so wonderful to see. And, yeah, definitely, they were dancing their butt off.
I especially loved watching the Cher performance because of the costumes. I was so excited that Bob Mackie won for best costumes.
Right. He did Cher's costumes?
He does Cher's costumes in general when she performs. Forever he has. And then in addition, he won for this particular musical about Cher. So that's really exciting.
Oh my goodness. Okay, that's awesome. Do you think that The Ferryman should have won, as it did.
Ferryman and Hadestown, they just sort of swept it tonight. You know, it was pretty awesome.
I felt sorry for the losers, but like that one person said, there's not that many winners at the Tonys, you know. But I thought it was fair, and I really did love the fact that Oklahoma won the revival.
Oh, my goodness. I haven't even seen it yet, Mom, but I'm so excited to now, even though I don't know if I'll get a ticket.
I don't know, Jim. Should have gone before. Kind of late now.
I guess so. So, what did you think of Stephanie J. Block winning for the Cher Show, even though the Cher Show didn't get nominated pretty much for anything else?
Well, in all honesty, I was surprised that she won, but because I thought she wasn't that great on the musical that we watched tonight.
Oh, okay. Get some real takes, some hot tea.
Well, the other girls were just as good, or some of them were, they had more Cher looks, et cetera. I don't know how to explain it, but mannerisms. So I will have to watch her again. Maybe I'll go to New York and watch it and see. Then I'll critique it again.
Perfect. What do you think about Santino Fontana winning for Best Actor in a Musical?
See, that was so cool. That was what I was telling you before. The fact that he has to do basically two roles.
That's true. That's true. And one of those roles is his grandma.
That was cool. And then I was thinking, maybe someday you will perform and think of me, Jim. Well, but I guess you're not going to be doing Tootsie, so.
I mean, who knows? Maybe in 10 years there'll be a Tootsie revival, you know.
I was excited about Bryan Cranston. I was excited about Elaine May, actor and actress in the play. And, you know, I was excited about the All My Sons winning Best Revival of a Play. And, you know, that was all they won, huh?
I'm so... What? No, All My Sons didn't win Best Revival of a Play. The Boys in the Band won Best Revival of a Play.
I got goofed in my brain. You're right. It's the Boys in the Band. I kept thinking...
It's very similar. You know, an Arthur Miller play about, you know, a father and a son and the Boys in the Band, which is, you know, dealing with the AIDS epidemic in the 80s, it's very similar.
Well, again, remember, I wanted all, I guess I still was thinking they won.
We've been playing Tannins and Tonys all night, so.
I wanted All My Sons to win because then there would be three, remember we talked about that, three Arthur Miller Tonys for their plays. But, yeah, that was good that the Boys in the Band won. I liked that, too.
Any upsets, Mom, that you thought?
Well, I still can't figure out how. Well, this wasn't an upset. I just have a question.
Yes. Sure.
How did the Tootsie character get his nails on that quick?
The world will never know.
And upsets? I don't know. Did you think there were any?
I don't think so. I think the only upset was Jez Butterworth, who wrote Very Men. It was just like, maybe it's not an upset. Maybe it's like a desire for me just to be like, he was like literally just like, I'm going to do whatever I want. I have stage time. I'm going to talk about whatever I want.
You know, that really bothered me that he did that. It was like, I can do whatever I want. I'm, it's okay with me, you know. Plus, his play won, right?
His play won.
And it's 3 hours long, right?
Yeah, it is.
And, you know, he doesn't care. He can make it as long as he wants.
Right.
He does what he wants.
I've got a fancy hat on. I am going to show my play just won for best play. I'm going to do whatever I want.
Jim, tell me about that one costume you were telling me about where the bottom may possibly be made out.
Oh, yes. Billy Porter, who presented for Art Education, his like dress or his skirt or his trail, tail, was made from what I've heard, kinky boots, old kinky boots curtains.
That is so cool. So cool. And now he can go home and tear it apart And make curtains for his own house.
And they make curtains for his own house.
What can you say?
Nothing is
awesome.
Nothing is better than a Broadway DIY. And
put it on Pinterest.
We'll put this whole night on Pinterest. Unless there's anything else, Mom, I think we're going to, you know.
Not really. I really enjoyed being with you tonight, Jimmy. And Jessica, we miss you. So you come over here. We, you know, we're 30 minutes from Napa. We'll go over there next year and drink the wine and watch the Tonys.
There we go. Well, Jessica, you heard it here first. You can live with my parents. All right.
Bring your fiance.
Bring your fiance and bring Abel the cat. All right. Love you.
Bye.
Bye. Hello. No one is available to take your call. Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, Jimmy. Hey, Janet. This is Jessica, and here we are after the Tony Awards. So tonight was a crazy night over here in Texas. I've been moving all day long, got some wine together, got some cheese and meat and fruit, and set it up and watched the Tony Awards in my new clubhouse here in a really fancy apartment complex that I live in. So it was kind of a good way to start off living here. It was an interesting show. Let's just start there. I do not think that it was the most exciting Tony Awards I've ever seen. I like James Corden, but the opening number was not my favorite of his. I think I'll be able to show it in my class because it's really cool about reminding people that the Tony Awards and that Broadway is live. But I feel like we already saw this with with one of Neil Patrick Harris's opening numbers, that it had a really big emphasis on being live. So that was a little annoying. I loved the midway through song about James in the bathroom, the nod to Michael in the bathroom from Be More Chill, especially because Be More Chill didn't get a ton of Tony love. So I love that he used that to make his own little spin on that, and then that there were former Tony hosts there, including Neil Patrick Harris. And this year I had taken Neil Patrick Harris out of the drinking game, because normally it's you have to finish your drink if Hugh Jackman or Neil Patrick Harris are there. But I took it out because he hasn't been there in the past couple of years, and here he was, little showed up for a little cameo. So that was fun. The other things that James Corden did I thought were fine. I liked the nice and mean moment about trying to get people to fight from the Broadway community and how nice we all are to each other. So I thought that was clever. But I was disappointed that there was no wrap-up at the end. There was really nothing. Like, it ended with with Hadestown winning, and that was it. So I wish that there would have been something a little exciting at the end to give us a little better goodbye from James Corden. I just thought that it was kind of boring. And I hate to say that because I loved all the performances, but I was not thrilled with the telecast itself, and especially in a time where the Tony Awards are, it doesn't get the best ratings in the world. Like, even James Corden was saying that. It doesn't get the best ratings. CBS doesn't know if it still wants to keep it in the lineup. You can't have a boring show. That's putting the Tony Awards in general in jeopardy. But let's talk about some of the cool things of the night. So Hadestown winning, that, I mean, I wasn't surprised, and I'm glad that it did because I thought that it was a beautiful, wonderful show. This is something that I was talking to my friends about tonight. I would like to see a big Broadway musical with huge costumes and show numbers and choreography. I would like to see that win a Tony Award soon because I love this direction that we're going in of a big, of smaller musicals, chamber musicals like Fun Home, or Band's Visit or Hadestown winning. Because I think that they're sometimes a little bit more well-crafted. But I think that The Prom really did have a shot because it was a well-written musical with big choreography and cool costumes and funny actors. And I'm kind of disappointed to see that we are heading in a trend of smaller musicals winning. Not to say that I don't like these musicals, because I do. I think that they're wonderful. I think that they are incredibly creative. I just, it's Broadway, and I kind of want to see a big Broadway show win here in a little bit. So just looking forward to the future on that one. I definitely cried during the acceptance speech for Best Direction of a Musical, because it was from Rachel, who directed Hadestown. And one of the things that she went on about was how diversity in directing is not a pipeline issue, that there are women and people of color who are ready to take up this mantle. And she was the only woman who directed a show on Broadway this season. And that wasn't because there weren't qualified people that were ready. It was just that this industry, which she said, this industry, which is based on creativity, isn't being creative or imaginative with the type of person that can direct a Broadway musical. And I think that that is so true and something that needs to be addressed, especially in this upcoming season. And I'm glad that she spoke out for that. I started crying. I thought that she was, just the way that she phrased everything was so beautiful. So listeners, if you have not gone out and listened to that, that speech, please go and do it. I thought it was really beautiful. I saw a lot of flack on Twitter or on Facebook from people who didn't understand the performance from Oklahoma. So the cast of Oklahoma looked a little angry at the end when they were performing that song. But it's how it's performed within the context of the piece, Oklahoma. Like, it's that song is not a happy time in this new revival of Oklahoma. And so people were getting really upset. They're like, why did this win? They weren't even happy when they were singing. And I just wanted to be like, you got to go see the show. It would make more sense, I promise. So definitely, Jimmy, you have to go see Oklahoma. I am so happy that it won. I think that it was really, really beautiful. And Allie Stroker winning for her role as Ado Annie, I thought was really awesome to see the, I think, one of the first people with a disability or a challenge who won a Tony Award. I think is really beautiful to see that diversity also included. Other people, Andre DeShields, I thought it was awesome that he won Best Featured Actor. I loved his speech. I thought it was really cool. He gave us 3 points for, you know, how to become a Tony Award winning actor, and they're all really useful quotes for life. So let's talk about some performances. So Tootsie, I was not thrilled that they chose that particular number. I know they did it to show off Santino Fontana because he was the favorite to win Best Leading Actor in a Musical, which he did and totally deserved. I just don't think that that was the best song from that show. I don't think that David Yazbek's lyrics were shown off in the best way during that number. I didn't think the choreography was great in that number. I just, that was not my favorite number from the show, and so I was sad that they used that for the Tony Awards, because I'm not sure it showed it off in the best light. It showed off a really cool quick change, and that's great. I thought, and kind of the same thing with the Hadestown number. I liked it. I thought it was really cool. I love the lamps that were moving in it. I think it's a really cool aspect of the show, but we didn't get to see Patrick Page, who kills in the role of Hades. We didn't get to see any of the other characters. We didn't get to see the woman who plays Eurydice. We really were just focused on Orpheus and the ensemble. The ensemble is wonderful, but I just wish that we would have gotten to see some of those other characters be able to go out there and say something. Bryan Cranston, who I loved in Network. I saw Network the day that I got engaged. That's really fun. He made a comment about, like, all the people backstage who touch him, and not in a Me Too way. And that really threw me off, just because I was like, Bryan Cranston, I love you, and I think that you're a fantastic actor, but, like, maybe don't say that. Just because it kind of threw me off, instead of just saying, like, not in a weird way, or, like, they don't touch me inappropriately, just, like, backstage, or just don't say it at all. You don't have to bring Me Too into it. You're not a woman, like, and not saying that men don't get assaulted, but it was still just a weird moment for me that I was like, oh, okay, that was a weird comment to make. Other highlights for me, oh, Billy Porter's outfit, which was rockin'. It had a huge train. It was beautiful. Same thing with Taylor Mack. Taylor Mack came out like in drag and in some clown makeup for the moment when the playwrights got to talk about the plays and what they were about, which I thought was really neat. They've done that in years past. Again, I think it kind of added to the flabbiness of the Tony Awards. I felt like it was a time definitely where I went to the bathroom or got some more wine or something. I wasn't paying attention as much as in past years when they've done scenes from the show. The Boys in the Band, that was a surprise, winning Best Revival of a Play. I'm glad it did, but definitely a surprise. I wonder why Sam Mendes wasn't there. I want to know that. I'm trying to go through the list. Yeah, Hadestown kind of swept tonight, which is, again, which is great, and I'm really happy for them. It's wonderful, beautiful show, but I feel like this Tony Awards season, it was stacked this year. Like, I don't think that there was supposed to be a clear favorite. Like, remember when Hamilton won? Like, we knew that Hamilton was going to win all the awards, and that was hard for other really good shows. This year, I didn't think it was going to be like that. I thought that the awards were kind of going to be spread out a little bit. I mean, Best Book did go to Tootsie, which was cool and kind of what I predicted. But for the most part, everything went to Hadestown, and I feel like the love could have been spread to some other really cool productions. I'm sad that The Prom really didn't win anything, I don't think. Trying to go through my notes. And I'm sad about that because I think that it's a wonderful show. I also thought, last thing that I want to say, I think it was really interesting that Choir Boy did a performance because music is such a big part of that play. So I'm glad they did it. But also thinking about plays going on tour, because musicals have a little bit easier of a time because people in, you know, Nebraska want to see Hadestown. Like, they won the Tony Award, so it's going to have an easier time going on tour. And even something like The Prom, even though it didn't win anything tonight, like, people are going to want to see it on tour because it's fun, it's flashy. They showed that on the Tony Awards tonight. Well, what are people going to do for Choir Boy if all they did was hear the playwright talk about it? So Choir Boy did a performance, and hopefully that means that we'll see a national tour of Choir Boy, or it will get performed regionally a little bit more, because people who don't live in New York or don't have access to New York theater can still watch the Tony Awards and see performances and see what the shows are about that will maybe make them invest in putting it up regionally. So I thought that that was a really smart move for Choir Boy, and something that I think maybe we'll see more plays or even Broadway shows that aren't nominated in the Best Musical category to do. Awesome. I missed you, Jimmy. We had some really great wine. I was sipping on one of my favorite wines, Fela, which is a Pinot Noir that I got from the Whole Foods next door because I'm moving. But we also had rosé. We had white wine. There was sparkling around. I mean, we went full hashtag Tannins and Tonys tonight. But I wish that you were here doing the Tony Awards with me. Missed you so much and can't wait to do it together next year. Bye.
Who wants to watch the Tony Awards this year? This guy wants to watch the Tony Awards this year. I love the tech.
More shaving.
I love the witty.